Are you ready to learn about a productivity strategy that can make your workday so much easier? Like, literally, I've seen it revolutionize people's entire workflow. The kicker is that it's something you're probably already doing in other areas of your life, but you just don't know it. Okay? Picture this. Let's say that you have three errands to run. You have to go to the bank, you have to pick up some groceries, and you need to return some library books at the library. So you get in your car and you drive to the bank and then you drive back home and park your car in the driveway. You get out of your car, you go back into your house and you turn around and then get back in your car. And then you back out of the driveway and you go get your groceries and you drive back home and you park your car in the driveway and then you get out of your car, you go back into your house. Hold up, follow me here. And then you back out of your driveway and you go to the library and return your books and then you drive back home again. We agree that this is ridiculous. Obviously, we would never do that. You would leave your driveway once, hit all three errands back to back, and then you would return home. This is the batching strategy. And as I was saying, it's something that you're probably already using in your everyday life. And in this episode, I'm going to show you how to incorporate it into your professional life so that you can get more done in less time. If that sounds good, then you are in the right place. Hello, you are listening to the Learn and Work Smarter podcast, the podcast for students and professionals who want to learn and work smarter. I'm your host, executive function coach, and founder of schoolhabits.com, Katie Azevedo. As a reminder, everything I mention in today's episode will be linked in the show notes, including a link to the transcript, which you can also find at learnandworksmarter.com/podcast. Let's start with what the batching strategy is. So simply put, batching refers to the act of grouping similar tasks together to be completed in one sitting or in one setting. The goal of batching is to reduce front-loading and offloading and transition efforts between tasks. Now, believe it or not, all the prep work for certain tasks is sometimes more clunky and stressful than the task itself, and batching minimizes that. All right, so let's go back and look at our errands example for a second. Every time that you plan to do an errand, you have to prepare to leave the house. You go to the bathroom, you make sure you have a coat, you make sure there's gas in your car, obviously you pack a snack, right? You get all the things that you need to do your errand, and then you get in the car and drive to wherever it is that you're going. Same thing when you come home from your errand, right? You make sure you take everything out of your car, you unload things, you take your shoes off, you hang up your coat, you put things back where they belong, right? This is something we do all the time and we don't really think about it just because it makes sense and it makes our life easier. But if we do all of our errands at once, which is what we usually do, we're only prepping to leave the house once and we only return once. Now, in the context of work, the same thing happens. So obviously, let's move away from errands and into work because that is why you are here. And we're going to begin with email because that's a really great place to start if you're new to batching or you want to try it or you're curious about it and use it for the first time. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes and in the description box, but in episode 15, I give you three critical email management strategies to handle your email inbox. Now, one of those three tips is to create some kind of email routine or a system, right? We do not want to be bouncing into our inbox all day long and putting out fires. Instead, this is an area where we can use the batching strategy. I actually also mentioned this in episode 1, which is all about admin blocks and why you need one for your productivity. I'll put that link in the show notes too, but essentially, I was introducing you to the batching strategy in that episode without calling it the batching strategy, right? But here we are. So you could use something like an admin block, which is a designated time during the week that you've chosen to handle administration tasks like email, right? And you would schedule this time on your calendar like an appointment. Maybe it's 30 minutes, right? Depends on what your job is. But in that 30 minutes, you log into your inbox once and you handle what's in there and then you get out. It's the digital equivalent of doing all of your errands at once. Right? That is so much more efficient than checking your email all day long, getting stressed out every time you do so, getting distracted from your real work in order to respond to whatever is thrown your way, right? An adult client that I work with uses batching with the team she manages. She works for a medium-sized identity theft company and manages a team of, I think it's 5 people. As a manager, she batches meetings on one day of the week. I honestly can't remember what day it is. Let's just say Tuesday, because otherwise I'm making that up. So that means that she has her team meetings on Tuesdays, as well as her individual meetings with individual team members. Tuesday is meeting day. That's the day that she knows she needs to be in the office and not work from home. That's the day she doesn't schedule like anything else, just meetings. She batches her meetings so the rest of her work week isn't fragmented and broken up, okay? Let me give you another example of using the batching strategy at work. We obviously live in a hybrid world, right? And many of us spend time in the office and spend time working remotely from home or wherever our home office is. It would make sense to use the batching strategy to figure out what projects you'll work on depending on where you'll be. For example, if you're only in the office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you could batch all of your in-office tasks to be completed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, right? That way, you don't have to worry about bringing materials from home or forgetting something that you need, right? I personally use batching all of the time in my business. So in addition to private coaching, that's like the bulk of my week. That's when I meet one-on-one with clients about 30 hours a week. I also create a ton of content, if you haven't noticed. I have my blog posts on schoolhabits.com. I have my YouTube channel, my School Habits YouTube channel. I have the new Learn and Work Smarter YouTube channel. I sell my executive function journal. It's a physical product. I have this podcast. I have all of my social media posts, right? This takes so much time and I do it all myself. All right. So let's take, YouTube, for example. I batch record those videos and film 4 or 5 at one time. That means I do my hair and my makeup and I get my camera ready and stage my office. And yes, it makes for a really long day, but I do it just once. And then throughout the next coming weeks, I edit the videos and release them according to my content schedule. Same with recording this podcast. I try to record several episodes at a time, which is actually what I'm doing right now. I just recorded one and I have 2 more after this. Maybe one. We'll see. We'll see where the day goes. Now, I know that I put out an episode every Thursday, right? And I have a content calendar where I plan out about a month's worth of topics ahead of time. And then on a day when the kids are out of the house and it's relatively quiet, I go up into my recording studio here and record 4 to 5 podcasts at one time. Yeah, there is a ton of prep work that goes into that in advance, like planning out my episodes and writing my outlines. But I am only sitting down and messing with the tech, which is like the hardest part, and recording everything in just one sitting. I would so much rather do that one whole production situation like once a month versus stressing out every week about when am I going to find time to record? When are the kids going to be out? When is the house going to be quiet? All the things, right? So my question to you is, where in your workday or your work week can you use the batching strategy? Because I am almost certain that there is a place for it no matter what your job or your industry is. Now, one tip to figure out where to get started is to think about the tasks that you do in, like, I say a 1 week span. You can think about this monthly, I suppose, but let's just start with 1 week, all right? What similar tasks do you do on Monday through Friday that you could shift around and start completing together in one sitting? Can you move all of your meetings to one particular day? Can you batch and handle your email inbox 3 times a week instead of all week long? Can you ship all your packages on one day instead of running to the post office every day? That's what I do with my executive function journal. I ship like one day a week. So look at the tasks you complete in a week and write these tasks down if you need to. In fact, I strongly suggest that you do that. Write them down and then you look for common ground. Are there tasks that are fundamentally different? Like the task itself is different, but they all require the same resources or the location. Maybe they all are like computer tasks or something. Batch them together. Try batching one area at a time, and I know you'll feel the difference almost immediately. And that will inspire you to apply the batching strategy to other areas. Now, I know that I say this a lot, but I am going to say it again because it's really, really important. I want you to take action on what you're learning today. It is one thing to learn about a strategy and envision yourself doing it and, you know, making it happen in real life, but nothing happens in real life until you take action. So my challenge to you is in the next, 12 hours or so, look at your task management system or your to-do list or your weekly plan or wherever it is that you, store your tasks and try to find a cluster of tasks that are similar enough that you could batch them together. The magic is in the actions, my friend. Okay. And as a reminder, don't forget, I do a monthly Q&A episode where I answer listener questions. And if you have questions that you want me to answer here, it doesn't matter how general or how specific or what category, as long as they relate to learning and working smarter, you can ask your question in the form at learnandworksmarter.com. It's right there on the homepage. And with that, I leave you with my greatest advice I could possibly give you, which is to never stop learning.